From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. NATO says two of its non-combat coalition soldiers were killed today in southern Afghanistan when a pair of individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. A statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire, killing the attackers. The statement said Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the dead. The NATO-led non-combat mission consists of around 13,000 soldiers and has been training Afghan national forces since January 2015. Also today, the Associated Press cites Romania's defense ministry as saying two of its soldiers were killed and a third injured near Kandahar. A 72-hour ceasefire extension is in effect in Aleppo, providing some breathing space for residents of that battleground city. Syria's displaced families returned home, schools reopened, and vendors resumed some activities as the truce went into effect today. The city has seen days of heavy fighting that killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Authorities in Turkey have detained two more people in connection with Friday's attack on a leading journalist hours before he was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. According to Turkish media, friends of the gunman who fired at Can Dündar, who was editor-in-chief of an opposition newspaper, were detained for questioning today. Dündar was unharmed, but later sentenced to 5 years and 10 months. The paper's Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, sentenced to 5 years. Both were found guilty of revealing state secrets, but were acquitted of several other charges, including of trying to topple the government. The case stems from the pair's reporting on allegations of government arms smuggling into war-torn Syria. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in the trial of ousted former Islamist president Mohamed Morsi, who, along with nearly a dozen other co-defendants, was accused of transferring secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. Morsi's verdict was postponed. Edward Iranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The Egyptian court sentenced six of the 11 defendants to death, pending a review of their sentences by the country's top religious authority. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for former President Morsi until June 18. The trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. It is not clear what verdict, if any, the court will give Morsi when it meets again on June 18. Any verdict that may be issued, however, can be appealed and is not final. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Mexican authorities today abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside of Mexico City to a penitentiary near the U.S. border. Guzman, who is the notorious drug cartel boss who has twice escaped Mexican prisons in recent years, was transferred under heavy security to Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande. A Mexican government statement said the transfer of from the maximum security prison was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the facility and characterized the move as part of a periodic rotation of high-profile prisoners initiated last year. In London, Sadiq Khan and the British Labour Party are celebrating. He is the first Muslim elected mayor of a major Western capital after beating conservative rival Zach Goldsmith in a bitter campaign. In his acceptance speech, Khan praised the city for its choice.
This election was not without controversy. And I'm so proud that London has today chosen hope over fear and unity over division. I hope that we will never be offered such a stark choice again. Fear does not make us safer, it only makes us weaker. And the politics of fear is simply not welcome in our city.
Khan's victory in the mayoral race offered a bit of hope to Labour Party members after it took losses in local and regional elections across Britain on Super Thursday, in which 45 million Britons came to the polls. President Barack Obama delivered a rousing commencement speech at Washington's historically black university, Howard University, today, telling graduates that race relations have improved, but more needs to be done. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.